This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
So in the media, of course, we report on crime. We go to a police briefing during the week every day. Every weekday and get information, sometimes report on the crime going on in the community. What if one of the people arrested is one of your own, somebody on your new staff? How do you handle that, Jasmine?
Well, we have had to deal with that just recently. And what we did is we reported the story just as we usually would because the story warranted coverage. It was a bigger drug bust in town. And we disclosed the information at the end of the story that this person had been a former anchor. He was not working at the newscast now, but he had been previously in the earlier semester. So we made sure we disclosed that because that was someone that any person, any viewer that watches our newscast would have been familiar with.
Well, and someone could go online and watch an old newscast and see this person, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. They could and can.
Mm-hmm. It does come up infrequently. We had a recent case where it was not an editor but a reporter, a writer, who was actually written relatively little. Had been arrested recently for something, and so the question did come up. And basically, I think the way that it was treated is, would we cover that if it was an episode? In this case, it was somebody videotaping in a bathroom on campus. Would we cover that? Normally, and there had been previous cases of things like this, and we didn't. I mean, it's in the blotter, the regular police listing, mm-hmm. but we didn't give it any extraordinary coverage. In the most recent case I can think of, probably not, but not because we're trying to hide it. It's not really somebody who's associated that often. Like your person may have been on the air.
What's
and a
news
was a little
anchor?
More visible.
Mm-hmm.
This is a writer who's only written two stories.
Mm-hmm.
But it does raise the question, and I think it's a valuable one, how do news organizations cover this sort of thing? And I think the answer is they're inconsistent.
Yeah.
When I worked for Gannett, there were episodes. We had an episode where a veteran reporter got a DUI. They, in their enthusiasm to vilify this poor guy, put it on the front page down at the bottom, and he took it. I mean, they didn't fire him, they didn't suspend him, but they did put it on there with a little message saying, in the interest of transparency, et cetera. Several years after that, the publisher had gotten pulled over for a DUI, and that never made it in the paper. There had been a change in editorial people, regimes, et cetera. So, I mean, at least in my experience, I've seen they're not really consistent about how they cover it.
Well, did you normally print the names of people arrested for
DUI? No,
and
that's the other part is that if it was a prominent person, if the city manager, the mayor had gotten pulled over, yes. But if it was just some, schlub coming home from a bar after having too much to drink, a businessman who wasn't prominent, not in the public eye, no, we didn't run.
So how do you treat a fellow reporter,
someone who's in
the public eye, or is that person a schlub, as you said?
And see, that's where I thought they were inconsistent, is that they – now, granted, this reporter was the court reporter, and maybe that in their mm-hmm. in their decision-making was, well, he covers courts, so therefore we're going to put that in there. But I still thought it was unfair because we didn't put every DUI that was that happened in that particular – and it was a big town. It was Reno, Nevada. They didn't put every other DUI in there.
Well, it seems that reporters do become public figures, mm-hmm. just like the people that they cover. They're out in the limelight, especially in TV and radio. I mean, especially TV.
Oh, sure.
They are a known face. So you will see them, when something happens. Like, something previously we've talked about in a Shop Talk was when Jason Fechner had been arrested for a DUI at QAD. They had covered the story and received a lot of flack for it from their audience. There was a lot of when people going on their Facebook page and telling them they shouldn't have bothered covering it and that they really liked this person, they made a mistake, why are you treating them unfairly? So I thought that was really interesting that there was actually a backlash from the audience for covering
mm-hmm.
a story
where
they were trying to be, to disclose something that had happened to someone that reports the news.
But again, does WQAD normally report on someone being arrested for driving under the influence?
It depends on each station. Most DUIs don't make the news unless, like Rich said here, that there's some kind of extenuating circumstance. So it was a public figure, or if it was maybe coupled with a crash, or if someone was killed in it, then you're going to see that kind of thing reported in the TV news especially.
And then, I'm sure for more serious crimes, that would be one where you would just cover it. I mean, if somebody was involved in some love triangle gone wrong, you know, something like that. If it involves, you know, a homicide, you would cover that normally.
Of course.
So I think that would certainly be different.
Where do you draw the line, though? I mean, if someone is ticketed for prohibited noises, you know, for being too loud or something, does that merit a report because this is someone who's on your news staff?
I think if they're booked, if they're brought in for a mugshot, then you have to really consider covering it yourself before your competition does. Because if your competition finds them in there, they're probably going to cover it. And do you want to look like you're the last person to put it out there?
Can your competition justify covering something like that if that's not a type of story?
No, I mean, I think your questions are valid. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes I think there is a drive to err on the side of caution and to go ahead and self-flagellate.
Mm-hmm. Err on the side of transparency, perhaps?
Right, yeah. And just get it out there so people don't think you're hiding it.
Yeah.
And so I do think, and, you know, there's nothing wrong with that necessarily. I feel badly for the people who sometimes are you know, the scarlet letter is put upon them and they're publicly held up, you know, for a mistake that was made or an error in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, maybe they shouldn't have done it. maybe they should have been more cautious because they are in the public eye. You know, and it's not – I mean, obviously, this affects anybody that's in public life. I mean, we just had a case recently where really within days fired a coach for grabbing women in a bar. I forget which university it was. I just read about it. Within 2 days – they stepped in. They said, "You're done." And Green Bay, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay coach.
Okay,
I don't remember his name. So you know, he's a public person. He made a serious error in judgment, and they stepped in and did that. I guess the media, if you're prominent like that, and TV, I think there is a little bit different. You can probably address this better than I can. In newspapers, it's a byline, and usually people don't pay attention to bylines. Same with magazines. But on television, you know, they come into your home.
Right.
And I think that's why your readers or those viewers did respond that way on that case. They're your friend.
Well, they're supposed to be, yeah. That's how most people felt about that particular case we talked about at WQAD. But I've seen other cases because I've worked in different markets where, if a station didn't get to it first before the other ones, then their competition got ahead of them and it made our station look bad. So I've seen it all different ways because you never can tell with audiences. People are different in different areas. So I think really to err on the side of transparency, like you said, Rich, I think that is probably the best thing to do because we are journalists and when something happens that becomes newsworthy, if it is newsworthy, if it's not just like a speeding ticket or it's not something like that, but if it's something that's more serious that might have led to a crash or someone's death or, anything like that, that's where usually you see broadcast news put that in their newscast.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Hey, with that, we have run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.